Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a recording of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, May 27th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons. Now, when you make your gift, please indicate whether you want a downloadable version or a CD of these sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season.
All right, it's time for your Issues Etc. blog of the week. We're reading your blogs. Every week we have listeners send us links to their blogs, new and old. If you have one and you'd like us to read your blog and consider it for blog of the week, just send us the blog's location, talkback at issuesetc.org, and make sure that you have on your blog the Issues Etc. widget. You'll find that under the support page, right at the very bottom of the support page, issuesetc.org. Click support, and we'll start reading your blog.
My pick this week is a shepherd's story. It's a blog post titled Incredible, and it's a quote from Lutheran theologian Johann Gerhard from his Handbook of Consolations. Here's the quote. "Indeed, it is more incredible that he who is eternal should die than that you who are mortal should live eternally. If you believe what is more incredible, how could you doubt the other?" My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, a shepherd's story.
Mine comes from a blog called Balaam's Ass, and the post is called "The Devil Cannot Be Idle." It's a great quote from Luther on his brief confession concerning the Holy Sacrament. "Whoever does not want to trust in God's word and to take his stand on these and similar passages," talking about the Lord's Supper, "what God says he can do," Romans 4:21, "God cannot lie," Hebrews 6:18, "I faithfully counsel them to leave Holy Scripture and the articles of the Christian faith alone, for his interpretation constantly drags him deeper into error. It would be better for him to remain a condemned heathen than that he should become a condemned Christian. Oh, dear man, if someone does not want to believe the article of faith concerning the Lord's Supper, how will he ever believe the article of faith concerning the humanity and divinity of Christ in one person? If you have doubts about whether you are receiving the body of Christ orally when you eat the bread from the altar, likewise that you are receiving the blood of Christ orally when you drink the wine in the Lord's Supper, then you must surely have serious doubts, especially when at the end of your life, when the end of your life draws near, about how the infinite and incomprehensible Godhead, who is and must essentially be everywhere, can be bodily enclosed and included in the humanity and in the Virgin's body, as St. Paul says in Colossians 2:9, in him the fullness of the deity dwells bodily. Luther concludes, "The devil cannot be idle. Wherever he instigates one heresy, there he must instigate additional ones, and no error remains alone. If the ring is broken at one point, it is no longer a perfect ring, it no longer holds together, and constantly comes apart." That's a quote from the blog Balaam's Ass. The post is called "The Devil Cannot Be Idle." It's my Issues Etc. blog pick of the week. I'll post both Jeff's pick and my pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. In Hour 2 of Issues Etc., Sarah Pulliam Bailey from GetReligion.org will join us. We'll talk about media coverage of evangelical and Hispanic voters, a class that is being offered to Google employees that is, well, it sounds like Buddhism to me. And then Dr. Cameron McKenzie will join us. We'll talk about 16th century Reformation Prince Frederick the Wise. And we'll round off this Friday's program playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week with you in the last half hour of the program. Hour 2 in 4 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What can lay people do to help support pastors and other professional church workers? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is Holding Up the Prophet's Hand, Supporting Church Workers. You can purchase this new resource by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Holding Up the Prophet's Hand costs $12.99 plus shipping and handling, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can find out more about Holding Up the Prophet's Hand at issuesetc.org.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.